A reading from Genesis chapter 1. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. The second reading is from Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The third reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. The Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" testing him. And Jesus answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The homily for this evening's midweek Advent service is based on the first article of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker or creator of heaven and earth." Historically, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther used to take advantage of midweek Advent and Lenten services, using them as an opportunity to continue the catechesis, or teaching process, to his congregation. The next three Wednesdays will be utilized to further teach upon the three articles of the Apostles' Creed: creation being first, followed by redemption, and ending with sanctification. In the hearing of these teachings, it will be a blessing to all ears that receive what God makes clear to you in his Holy Scriptures. Now, when one considers creation, there's simply too much to ponder. To look around and take in all that's been created would truly make you aware of the awesomeness of God Almighty. This is called natural knowledge of God. He is known to exist because of nature, You draw the conclusion by nature, natural knowledge of God. Now, it's through his word, his holy word, however, that he absolutely reveals himself and his holy actions. In nature, he's not revealed. You draw the conclusion by nature that there is a God. Through the Holy Scriptures, he reveals himself. He inspired the words to reveal that. His word reveals to you how he's the one who has woven you together in your mother's womb. He's the one who has created you to be male and female. He's the one who has given you your bodies, souls, eyes, ears, and all your members, your reason, and all your senses. His word reveals that he made these perfect at one time, but then it also reveals the unholy actions of Adam and Eve. And in your inherited sinful flesh that you have been created in from your fallen first parents, you sadly have strayed and fought to have your unholy will done as well. There's nothing new under the sun. Man wanted himself to be like God, and you continue to be proud, full of pride, like Adam and Eve, thinking that you know better than God what is supposedly best for you. And this continues to this day. As you move from idol to idol, restlessly wandering about in this fallen world, running from one thing to another, searching for fulfillment. Searching the created things to bring you your fullest joy. Always having the world, your flesh, and the devil continually saying to you the same words brought to Eve's ear. Did God really say? Sadly, that search will continue, and created things will be turned to and sinfully relied upon, but they will always be things that will nonetheless lose their luster, diminish in importance, and be replaced not far down the line with the next temporary attraction. This is who you are while in your sinful flesh, self-serving sinners looking for the next thing that will see you through for a short while. What this first article of confession gets you to realize is that it's not all about you, but it's always first and foremost about God. Therefore, instead of being led by this fallen world's ways, instead of listening to the whispers of your flesh and the devil, you should daily confess this first article and impress it upon your minds, so that when you say this article, you're truly confessing boldly that you have been created by God, that he has given and sustains you unceasingly in your bodies, lives, and souls, all your senses, reason, and understanding, and likewise your food and drink, clothing, spouse, children, house, and over and above all this, he is the one who graciously makes creation serve you for the good of your life. Now, this is Luther's thought. I'm not going to take credit for this. That he makes creation serve you. This is displayed through the sun, moon, stars in the heavens, through the day and the night, and also through fire, water, wind, and all that the earth brings forth, the birds, fish, beasts, and every kind of plant. You learn from daily confession and meditation upon this first article of creation that none of you either has or could maintain of yourselves life or any of the previous things mentioned, bodies, lives, spouse, children, food, drink, home, etc. However great or small or insignificant, they are all gathered up in one word, Creator or Maker, as we confess. God Almighty is the Maker. He is the one who opened his mouth saying, "Let there be," and there was. This knowledge of God's power, I should say this revealed knowledge of God's powerful word, doing what it says, creating and making, brings you comfort. For it's his same word that assuredly spoke into existence the faith that is within you. So just as he says, "Let there be," and there was, he says, "Believe," and it is. He's behind the sustenance of that, and he continues to sustain that through his word. Luther once wrote, "God does not only create, but whatever he created, he also preserves as it is, indeed, until the time he has appointed for its termination. The time will come when the sun, the moon, and the stars will cease to be, but in the meantime, he lets them shine. Year after year, he produces grain anew, as we so clearly perceive." All you have to do, as I told the kids this morning, is go into a grocery store and then recognize that it's one grocery store of the hundreds of thousands in this nation. He sustains. If it were not for his creative work, this grain would never grow. Thus, when Christ the Lord declares at John chapter 5, "My Father is working still, and I am working," Luther says, Christ says, in effect, the Father is the sort of creator who, after he has created all things, continues to occupy himself forever and ever with the guidance and preservation of his creatures. And so do I, says Christ. You confess to this truth through the explanation of the first article of the Creed in the Small Catechism. That's why Luther explained it that way. And you also confess to it through solid confessing hymnody, words that bring to your lips the truth of God's Holy Scripture. What blessed hymnody we are to have through these stanzas of this hymn that we sung. "For what have all that lives and more through this wide world below that does not from thy bounteous love, O Heavenly Father, flow? Who warmeth us in cold and rain? Who shields us from the wind? Who orders it that fruit and grain we in their season find? Thou feedest us from year to year, and constant dost abide. With ready help in time of fear, thou standest at our side." Blessed confession through hymnody. Sinful flesh's natural tendency will always be toward self-centeredness. There's no getting away from that. So sorry. The only way you can do it is to die and rise through Christ. Then there's your escape. And sadly, you will be inclined to take your Creator for granted, ignoring how he sustains you in this world and in the world to come. But he's brought his word to be spoken by men for you to hear, to read, and most importantly, to receive. Words that get you focused words that bring you to give proper praise, which is belief, and thanksgiving. He brings you to sing and to pray his holy words, just as those we prayed from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. When I look at your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Only God's word brings this creating, caring truth before you. Only God can create in you a pure heart. Only pure because it is rightly fixed on Christ, confessing what he has done and continues to do for you. May he bring you to remember this in everything that comes before your eyes and into your mouths, and in every good thing that you meet in this life, both good and bad, because everything he sends is for your good. And likewise, when God has brought you through the trials and hard times, may he bring you to discern his fatherly mercy and abounding love toward you. May your newly created hearts of flesh, your newly created hearts of faith, be thankful that God has not withheld anything from you. He has been and will always continue to be in charge of creating, restoring, and sustaining. May he continue to bring you to confess this boldly through the first article of the Apostles and Nicene Creeds. Thanks be to God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And just as the first article has you confess that God is for you here in time, so shall the second and third articles reveal how he is for you in regards to eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.